What's up, world? I'd like to welcome y'all to a Drug Dealer's Dreams podcast, yo. Shit is real. We got real guests.
Yep.
Informative. Yo, my name G.
I'm Benny Blanco. You know, for those of you who lived it, can relate to it, seen it, heard it, felt it, been through it, it's for you.
Yo, we gonna have real convo, real guests, real just back and forth with me and my guy, man. Sit back, enjoy the ride, man. Drug Dealer's Dreams.
Word. If you're tuning in for gossip, you know.
All right.
Hey, yo.
What's up, y'all? Another episode of Drug Dealer's Dream.
Back again.
Back again. I'm G.
Benny. We got some interesting topics tonight.
Yeah,
man.
What is this? Episode what? Four?
Is it four or five, child?
Five.
We rolling.
Five.
Kinda.
We rolling.
Yeah, rolling.
Appreciate all the views. We appreciate all the views, all the subscribers.
Yeah, we jumping.
Yeah, my level's good.
Definitely appreciate all the comments we'll be getting on the episodes, right?
Yeah, we read everything, so
facts.
Comment if you want. Even the negative shit, we read it. It's all good. Just we'll never ever respond to it. You know what I'm saying? But season two, we ain't really got no negative shit.
Nah. Because we've been staying true to us. We ain't been searching and trying to run down guests. We let it come like organic. You know what I'm saying?
We used to get that we cut off the guests, right?
I did.
I did too at the end. But we ain't got no negative. So shout out to everybody viewing, everybody subscribing. We appreciate it.
One of the topics we was talking about, like offline, it could be Atlanta, but this could apply to life, right?
Yeah.
But it just happened that we'd be in Atlanta. The question was posed, how do you stay relevant without being a follower, right?
Uh-huh.
Some people, you be in high school, it might be some high school shit, right? But this is actually grown man, real life, like, you see niggas, groupies, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
running behind the same nigga who breathe the same air as you and bleed like you, right?
Right.
What makes him better than you that you would run behind him? You got the same 24 hours of him, you might not have the same connections, but you can figure out, like, life, right?
Right.
So, how in this wave of it person or the popping person, do you stick to your guns and say you're going to do you opposed to just following behind another? Some niggas don't know that we talking about, they don't know the person we're talking about is them because they think, you know what I'm saying, they're not doing that,
but you are.
You actually doing that.
But you
know
are.
What I'm saying? You actually is a sucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, your mother should have raised you better, right?
Or hopefully your father.
Or your father.
That would have worked even better.
Right. But your father was probably a groupie, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I say that to say, it's easy to try to get around somebody lit. And I'm not saying don't use your relationships. That's different, right?
Yeah, because you said a bunch of times, if you're around a bunch of people getting money, exactly. Find a way to get money.
You have to use your relationships.
Right.
The problem is, all right, let me give you an example. We're in a club. Matter of fact, I ain't there. So let me say this. It was a story was told to me, but I got it firsthand, right?
Uh-huh.
It's dudes in this certain person's section, right?
Right.
He always has a bunch of groupies around, right?
Mm-hmm.
In his section. So
male groupies.
Huh?
Male groupies?
Definitely male groupies. Let me say that. Male groupies.
Okay.
Female too, but
okay.
A lot of male groupies, right? So you got niggas that look like they lit, like, well, listen, man, and I tell my son this, I just tell everybody in life, just because you see somebody drive a big car, wear nice clothes, or have jewelry, don't mean they got money. It's a facade. It's sometimes it's fake it till you make it, right?
Right.
So the dude is in the section all night, they drinking off the next man bottle, they, you know, whatever.
Right.
So, one of my mans is cool with the waitress who doing the section, right?
Right.
So she telling nigga, where that dude at? That was right here, he owe me.
He owe me the bread.
Right?
Right.
It's light bread though, he just a hanger on, right? He drinking the nigga bottles, but he running up a little tab on his own.
Right.
So shorty said, yo, he went in the bathroom.
Yeah.
The club's over.
Okay.
He's hiding, right?
Okay.
My man going there, the nigga owe $400.
Right.
It's not even a crazy tab, it's $400.
Right.
So, man, like, homie, you know, you owe shorty the $400. He like, oh, you work here? No, I don't work here, my nigga. What? Like, why is you in this bathroom? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like he ended up making a nigga pay shorty. What I'm saying is, that shit is like crazy. Like niggas is grown. Like, you gotta, once it get to that point, like if I was the dude in that bathroom that day, I'm like, man, I gotta get my shit together. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me fall back. Like, when I don't got it, when I have not had it, I'm not, for lack of better, I'm not coming outside. Like, I'm not going to the club. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I can't afford $400, I mean, I ain't have enough to go there. I didn't have, right. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't popping, right? What, how do you stay relevant without being a follower? You know what I mean? I figure I know because just certain shit I won't do. But the best thing about this podcast is we like 5 or 10% of the population, like mind state wise, like other motherfuckers is different, right? Like people I hang around, my friends, we don't think like that. You know what I'm saying? Right. But we see that the vast majority is the other way around. So the common sense shit that I wouldn't think we'd have to talk about. People need to understand it. You know what I'm saying?
Because shit catches you off guard. You can't believe that certain things are going on.
Yeah, because why do you think that you can get a girl in a section with another man? Not saying there's nothing wrong with somebody saying, yo, come fuck with me. You might say, yo, G, I got a section, come fuck with me. It's different. But when you're known to be that person 3 or 4 days out the week, you know what I'm saying, in this other man's section, it's like,
people dropping your name at the bouncer where you have no even clue.
Yeah, so it's like, know. It's like, damn, bro, like you really think, yeah, shorty fucking with you, right? Whatever. But she really want to fuck him. Of course. You know what I'm saying? Because she just couldn't get to him yet. You know what I'm saying?
You looking for the next man to get rich? Well, he deserved the head you get, and he deserved your bitch.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just, certain shit I didn't think we'd have to talk about that.
We do, because I think it's even the club is a good like example, because it's like surface, it's out in the front, it lets people see it. Mm-hmm. But it's deeper than that. It's deep rooted in it's social media. It's like we used to have things that were our own. Like if we're from a certain city or a certain neighborhood, we would have certain cool shit that was our own.
Right.
Shout out to like one of the reasons I was excited when we signed with Drink Champs, right, is because I felt like they kept their own little left rack or whatever their shit is. I don't know, but that whole, like, yo, Lingo. Yala shit.
Yeah. Right? Like, Yala. Like,
yeah, that's their own shit. So I fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say it.
Right.
But I like it. Yeah. It makes it entertaining. It lets me know that y'all got identity that's y'all own.
Yeah.
And we come from an era where you could tell where somebody was from by the way they dressed, by the way they talked. But social media lets you could grow up. That's why you have a kid like in Nebraska, in the fucking trailer park, who knows every dance or every lingo or every movement from the internet.
Yeah.
You know, and it's no such thing as identity. It's a race to follow whoever's on top.
Okay.
You know, so it's like, and the person on top keeps reinventing themselves, right? Mm-hmm. So it's constant. I mean, Who would you say is the person that people are following now?
Where? Just in period?
Just period. Like who do you think people are following at this point?
I don't know. It just I can't really say. You know what I'm saying? I just know.
Beyond the clubs and the A, bro, beyond everything, like it's everything is painted with such a broad brush. Like we used to be able to tell when we would go to NY, right?
Yeah.
We would be able to tell what borough you are from by how you dress.
Of course.
Right? That shit is over now. You can't tell if a motherfucker grew up in Atlanta or Harlem. You can't tell.
Fine.
Everybody dresses the same. If they talk to you, maybe it's different. Maybe you get something.
I ain't put my shirt on, bro.
But it's all good. Fuck it.
That's crazy.
Fuck it. But it's like, where do the identity lie? Because we all got in this thing for identity. Don't get it twisted. You got in this shit to separate yourself from other people. But then there's so many of us that got it, and now we all look the same. Okay. We all do the same shit. It's like everybody's scared to be different, man. How dare you be different? You might lose followers. You might lose likes. You might get ridiculed online. It's grown men getting bullied on Instagram, bro. For real. It's different, man. I get frustrated. Like, I would have never been on Instagram if it wasn't for this podcast. You either.
I mean, right? You already know that.
I hate scrolling through our shit.
Nah, facts. You know, like, that shit is like...
That shit is terrible, man.
I think, as weird as it might sound, not having Instagram keeps your identity.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. like I hate having Instagram because when you get on Instagram, you lose time. Like, you lose focus. Before you know, it's an hour past, and you looking at a bunch of bullshit, a bunch of memes,
a bunch of stupid-ass shit.
And
I don't like Gucci no more because it's on Instagram everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, when we was young,
yeah,
we could aspire for Gucci, right? Like, we...
I mean, thank you.
The shit didn't live where we lived,
Talk about it.
It didn't live.
I don't care.
We used to travel to get shit that didn't exist where we lived, right?
Okay.
Right? Now, everything lives with you. You pull up your phone before you get out the bed, you see the world. Everybody got a TV show.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like...
No, I know.
It's just not right.
If you're doing any type of business or whatever, obviously you gotta have it. But other than that, it's just that's all people live for. It's like I don't know. Before you eat, you on IG. You know.
This is a misconception, right? IG is not free. Social media is not free.
Okay.
Let me explain, right? They wouldn't exist without your content. Right? That's their product.
Right.
Their product is your life.
Right.
You're willing to share your life with them, so that's their product. Right. Without your life, they have nothing to sell. Okay. So don't ever think that Instagram or any social media, Facebook, whatever, is free, because you're giving them your experiences. You're mm-hmm. giving them your moments. You're giving them all that shit. Mm-hmm. So that's what they're using to make money. If you ever pulled a Polaroid out of a shoebox, you know the meaning of a moment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We used to earn Polaroids. Remember the picture man would come around and charge you how much for a Polaroid?
At least $10.
Yeah, $10, $5, whatever. Yeah. And you kept them shits, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, that shit meant something. It don't mean nothing no more. People giving away their equity for free. Once you give it away to Instagram, they're pumping you. It's like the old shit Jay-Z said. I'm a hustler, you a customer. So if you're not using Instagram to make money, you're a customer. If you're using it to make money, you're a hustler.
Okay.
But trust and believe, they're keeping all your information and they will sell it at some point. So if you're not selling something, my advice would be to get off. Yeah, my advice would be to get off. Oh, Chop. Come get it.
Oh, you want it.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Now, I scroll through my timeline. I hate that shit, man. Like, when we got a post, I hate that shit. Especially the chicks, man. For real, the women are fucked up. No, for real, ladies. Like, y'all are fucked up.
Talk about
Listen,
it.
Listen, man. Yo. Y'all worked mad long to, like, get equal to men, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was fucked up. We wasn't around at that time, right. So it ain't our fault. But men kept women down and shit. Like, yo, dude. I don't know, make babies, stay barefoot, whatever the fuck that shit was about. But now y'all got the power, and y'all are worse than us. Y'all are fucked up. Because
you
y'all got the power.
Yourself.
I'm about to tell you. Y'all got the power, and now y'all worse than us. Meaning, for one, we gonna get some backlash. But listen, it's mad lesbian shit without being a lesbian.
Okay. What do you mean? You not make sense. I don't know what you're talking about.
Women do gay shit without being gay, right?
Like what?
Like the camera or the phone to point at two women and they do some sexual whatever. Yeah. I don't know what it is, a pose or something. They might touch each other's ass or some shit. They're not gay, but they do that shit for likes.
Right.
So you got the power now and that's what you're doing?
Real shit.
Like... Women got equal opportunity now. Women get jobs. Women make money. Shout out to all the women that's doing that shit. But the women that waited this, other women paved the way, and all y'all doing is taking your clothes off on Instagram. Like, you really get a rush out of dudes telling you you're sexy? That shit is corny. Like, you're not doing nothing. Like, imagine if men And this is what I'm scared of, because the dudes out here are fucked up too. The dudes out here following the women's path. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happens, bro? What happens in 5 years if the dudes start acting like the chicks? Because it's already happening. Can you imagine when, in the Polaroid era, if dudes was taking their shirt off? The fuck? Shit is fucked up, man. Shit is fucked up. We in a state of emergency. When I scroll through the timeline, I say, yo, we in a state of emergency. Shit is fucked up, man. Ladies, y'all got the power to do something with it, man. Do something with it. Don't get naked. Do something with it. Promote a business.
But on the other side of that, it's like, you right, but the ones that's not doing that getting 20 likes. You know what I'm saying? Stay, I mean, at the end of the day, you're in the catch 22. They see the chick who had nothing going for herself but twerking every day. She got 30,000 followers. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And she getting flown out.
She's getting flown out.
She's getting new clothes.
She's getting new clothes. That new Gucci shoes. That we're talking about. Nigga, it's goddamn Chanel bags. They must have got a vending machine full of them shits. Every bitch I see got a goddamn Chanel bag. Them shits 4,000. Listen, first of all, a lot of them are fake, but what I'm just saying is niggas is buying them shits though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like this little cute girl on IG with 600 followers, shit, she should have 30,000 followers, but she don't. The bitch who uglier than her with the fat ass though is getting flown to Vegas and
on vacation every week.
So, you don't even know what she do. You're like, this bitch can't have no job.
So let me ask you, right? The premise of how we started, right? How do you stay relevant without being a follower?
How do you stay relevant without being a follower?
It's easy for me to shit on the chicks, you know what I'm saying? Because they naked or whatever again. But at the same time, it's what you said.
Yeah.
What you supposed to be, irrelevant?
Yeah, fuck that.
In a world where relevancy equals more than currency? Because
what's that?
If you're not telling me, if you
say that one more time.
Where relevancy is more than currency. Okay. So if you got 10 million followers, mm-hmm. I mean, how much money is that equal to?
Well, 10 million is a lot, because they probably get
okay,
money.
Say 1
let's
million.
Just say, say let's just million. Say 200,000 followers, because that's
even
a lot.
With, all right, with our business, right, with our mm-hmm. podcast, right, if we had 1 million followers the next day, we'll be lit, right? We'll know the check is coming, right? Mm-hmm. If we had $1 million, we'll just have $1 million. It's like, okay, we'll spend this how we want.
See, the difference is like you said, if we had 1 million followers,
right,
we have a product to sell, so we know that the money is coming, right?
Right.
We have a podcast, we have clothing, right. We have whatever. If a chick is twerking and she has so many followers, she's 9 times out of 10, if it does equate to money, it's here today, gone tomorrow. It's like she'll get some hostings for a few months, or you know what I'm saying, or for half the year, or even for a year. But
they're like NFL players; they got like a 1 to 3 year window.
Yeah, and if
it don't go right, you end up with like a concussion.
And on top of that,
God, shit ain't right.
Tearing an ACL to them is just the newest hottest bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You it's think that they think about that shit? Like, listen, that's the woman's hustle, right? So, there's been times when we were young where you contemplate how to get money. Right. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, yo, I'm gonna take this risk for this reward.
Right.
You think women think like that? You think they be in the bedroom on the wake up, like mad at their dude, like, fuck it, I'm twerking today.
No.
With the G-string.
No.
No? You think that shit is just...
I don't think so, because he's gonna beat her ass, probably. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you wake up and my bitch twerking, I'm gonna beat her ass. No, now listen, let me chill for the Me Too movement. Come fuck me up. Right.
Which is bullshit, by the way.
See, we ain't gonna talk about that.
Nah, I'm just saying. I could be the Me First movement.
Okay.
Because dudes get harassed too. We've been getting harassed since middle school. Fuck. Okay. But anyway, right? Now, you gotta watch out. You know, women are powerful, man. Women, y'all come from a single mom. I got 2 sisters. I fuck with women. I'm not down on women, but understand y'all power. Do something with the shit. Like, do something more than y'all doing. Y'all disappointing me. Mm. Like, I scroll through my timeline. I'm super disappointed with women. I'm gonna keep it real.
Okay. No, that's real shit.
But back, spinning full circle, right, to what you said, right? Mm-hmm. How do you stay relevant?
Yeah.
You stay relevant by doing something for yourself. So if a woman's actually doing something with her life, the comments going to change because her post's going to change. So if she's selling a product or a service, her post ain't going to be, damn, you got a fat ass anymore. You see what I'm saying? Her comments ain't going to be, damn, you sexy as fuck anymore. It's going to be, where do I buy this? Where do I get this service? That's how it changes.
Really,
you know,
sure.
And you can easily see, it's crazy. We come from a generation where anonymity was was equity. So we hid what we was doing, right?
Say that one more time. Anonymity
was equity, meaning like the more you stayed on the low, the better your life would be.
Right.
Which is still true to this day on some level.
That is true to this day on all levels to me.
Okay.
Not saying the other way, the people out in the front not getting money or nothing like that, but it's different when somebody has to wonder what you got going on or damn, I see how he moving, I don't know what he doing. It's equity because somebody trying to figure out and getting to know you. You don't know what big opportunity could come because you ain't on Front Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody watching. You know what I'm saying? Somebody with an opportunity is watching, but they don't want the flash. You know what I'm saying? They see how you moving. They know you smart. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
I think that shit, a lot of times, niggas want to be such in the front of everybody. Yo, I'm this, I'm that. Sometimes you fall back. And when you're confident in yourself and you know what you could possibly have going on, that should go a long way. You know what I'm saying?
I look at it like real estate, right? Whatever's not popping is where the value lies. So right now what's not popping is exclusivity. Meaning like you said, if people can't know what you're doing, if people don't know where you live, if people don't know what music you listen to driving to work, if they don't know what you eat for lunch, right? Right now, everybody's doing that. So at some point, exclusivity is going to become important again. We used to take all type of extremes to get something exclusive.
Well,
that was life, right?
Yeah.
We'll be able to bootleg a mixtape in high school if it was exclusive.
Yeah.
So where does the exclusivity lie now? If you want the world to see your whole process, to the end result, to the consequences, to the benefits and everything, you don't have no exclusivity left.
Huh?
So what's up, you know, I think for those of you who are like planning, who are actually planning, who aren't followers, who feel the pressure of staying relevant, but at the same time want to stay true to themselves, you just got to stay in your bag. You got to wait. You got to cook it till it's done.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then let them see it. Don't get so caught up in the race. You know, the race is televised, so the race is attractive. It looks good because no one's promoting their race if it don't look good. But understand that most races that come with big rewards don't look good. They don't look good, man. So thug your race out when it's fly, promote it. But to bring it full circle, man, don't put no bullshit out there. You know, your life, nowadays with social media running the world, that content you put out there, that shit defines who you are. Don't put no bullshit out there. Respect your name. Respect your name.
Nah, real shit. Real shit. I think that was well said, man. You think we should have a short episode?
Nah. Chop might have to edit this part, but nah, we shouldn't have a short episode.
I want to say, I want to talk to the audience about the listeners, the viewers, Instagram, right? Because we never really want Instagram. We keep saying that. Who has Instagram beef, like, with a girl? You know what I'm saying? Like that shit is a big.
That shit's a big deal.
You know what I'm saying?
I read a stat on CNN that suicides are up 25%. Right.
Okay.
And they say that they're from Instagram and whatever, social media,
damn.
Facebook, whatever. I don't know.
Okay, how do they know that? Like, do, you know, I'm not going to act naive like a motherfucker can't be in your DM or you can't DM nobody, right? But why do your girl believe that everyone who likes any of your pictures wants to have sex with you? You know what I'm saying?
Because.
Like, is that like. Is that true? You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's true.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? That shit is like...
Sometimes I be thinking it's true because they think it's true.
You made me believe I was mad.
Yeah, exactly.
The fuck?
So I overlook a like or a comment like it's nothing, and then shorty beefs, and then I'm like, is it real?
Is it, maybe she does like me. Yeah, fuck it.
It's a different world, man.
And, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's like... Listen, this is what we was talking about before. Okay. Social media was hard for us, and it's still like a transition. But you got to question yourself. Are you unwilling to update? Mm-hmm. When I open my laptop every day, or my phone, like right now my phone every morning says, yo, I tried to update, but it couldn't because I ain't got no storage, or I wasn't plugged in, or some dumb shit, right? It's like in life, though, are you keeping it real? Are you stuck in your ways? Or are you just an old motherfucker that's unwilling to update? Uh-huh. We make jokes about that shit. Like, we used to make jokes about it with our pants and shit. Yeah. Like, we was unwilling to update, right?
You gotta update.
Yeah,
we were talking about that before the show. Yeah. You don't use emojis.
Yeah,
you
gotta update. And that's what I'm saying. I got...
You old as shit. Like, listen. If you can't fuck with a young bitch right now...
I can't.
Because she's going to clown you,
because I'm going to use the English
because
language.
You're going to you're gonna write in paragraph.
Yeah, I'm going to write
some shit that
essay.
Takes like four emojis.
An
you
intro,
know what I'm saying?
A
you're
going to
have periods.
A conclusion.
You're out of control. So, I said.
Chop texts us, our producer texts us this morning. He says, y'all ready tonight?
We still on for the episode tonight.
We still on for the episode. I respond with, I'm good. I'm ready.
Right.
You responded with a
thumbs
muscle.
Up.
Or a thumbs up.
Something like that.
And Chop responded with a muscle on.
Something like that, yeah.
Right. I'm the only one who used words.
Yeah.
Imagine how the Egyptians would look at us. They'd be mad as fuck.
What the fuck?
Because they went from goddamn hieroglyphics and we made language and shit. Now we back to cartoon characters.
Yeah.
That's just corny, man.
Hey, listen, man.
We all know how to talk. Listen, it's different, man. I was an educator. So I had kids writing paragraphs. Mm-hmm. They would draw an emoji. In their paragraph. Mm. It's just not okay, man. That's not okay. You can't do that shit.
You're out of control.
You got
man.
Kids.
Right.
You don't want them talking to you with a paragraph or some real shit? What if you're fucking...
Man, what are you talking about,
no,
bro?
Listen.
What the fuck?
No, listen. I'm serious. What if your son gets into some real shit, right?
All
right. And you like, yo, what happened? He's like, yo, I need you. Not crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, I need you. And you like, okay, what happened? And he responds back in emojis. You don't know what to do.
Yes, I would. Let me explain.
Okay, tell me.
Because if he say he got some real shit, let's say it's some real shit. Uh-huh. He said I got some real. I say what happened, and he has a gun emoji. I know that shit is real. He doesn't have to write a paragraph. He's under pressure. You know what I'm saying? Like I would hope that's what he did, opposed to writing a paragraph of some bullshit.
You don't
get
know
get to the
what's
point.
Happening.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't know
like,
what's happening.
What?
You don't know what's happening.
I know it's wrong.
A green plastic water gun emoji. You don't know what's happening.
Oh, who?
A green plastic water gun emoji. That's what they got. Isn't it like a green
water
gun?
Yeah, they changed it from
like
a
Nerf
revolve.
Gun.
It's a
yeah,
squirt
you don't
gun.
Know what the fuck's happening. That's what I'm saying, man.
Yo,
you don't
you
know.
Tripping.
It's yo, it's a dumbed down version of what's real, man.
Yo, you tripping,
nah,
bro.
Nah, for real, man. It's a dumbed
it
down
is,
version of what's real.
You gotta listen, update.
You gotta update, but at the same
update.
Time you gotta hold on to what's real. So you gotta update, but you gotta hold on at the same time. You do, man. Like I'm trying to update. Next time I'll send an emoji. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But at the same time you gotta hold on to what's real, man. Like you can't lose the art. You can't lose the art of realness. You just can't. Dialogue is needed. That's why our podcasts work. You know, people don't want to have dialogue. People want to send cartoon characters. You got 40-year-old men sending you fucking cartoon characters, man. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? You remember, like, listen.
Yeah.
No, remember when we were being, remember when we was in ninth grade and the teacher would say, read, and the motherfuckers wouldn't read?
Because they couldn't read.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. That's the same way that the emojis are. These motherfuckers still can't read. They can't read. Yeah, they can't read.
Yeah.
Teachers gave out smiley faces. That was the first emoji.
Oh, yeah. The sticker.
Straight up.
Educator.
A red pen. Shit is fucked up. Yo, Living my best life. Let's get us.
That's a fucking hit.
Drug dealers.
Lil
dreams.
Duval.
Nah, I'm here to send write a diss record to living my best life. I'm writing a diss record right now. I'm pushing T.
Yo, that shit is a fucking hit.
Let me tell you why. Shout out Lil Duval. Life is fake.
He didn't need Snoop or nobody else on that shit. He just needed to sing that hook money, but it's a million fake. Fucking times.
It's all fake because it's the evolution of the hater. So, in our era, if you did something fucked up, right? This is weird shit that happened in the 2000s, where we come from the Keep It Real era, which was the 90s, where you had to be over real. It
Yo,
was
you
terrible.
Old as fuck, bro. Like this you're episode, the same age like as me. You're definitely you're showing your age, bro.
You're in denial.
Yeah,
you better.
I'm updated.
You were.
Yeah,
are you
you're old school, bro. But go ahead. You're keeping it real.
I don't have enough cloud
Yo,
storage.
Yo, son, be like, what
I don't
what
have
you
enough cloud
about?
Storage.
Oh, go ahead
to update.
Go ahead. Tell them you're from the Keep It Real era.
Nah, you lost. You lost me. You lost me. I don't know.
Damn.
I
don't know. You know, it's cool though.
Nah, listen, man. Uh-huh. It's different. It's different. You had
tomorrow.
To do it. No, listen. Okay. I'm not doing all that. Okay. You're trying to play me. See. Listen.
What's up with your Wally Clark? Out of here, man.
How you living?
The blue and cream. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. Go ahead.
Now you was responsible for your word though.
Okay.
You know, nowadays you're responsible for a meme. So if you have a meme to support your foul shit, you good.
Okay.
As long as you can back your shit, like if you go to school, they want you to reference shit. Or if you're a journalist, they want you to reference things. Like if you say 10% of so and so do this, you have to reference that. You can't just be coming off top, right?
Okay.
So nowadays the reference is Instagram. So if an Instagram says I'm trying to live my best life, like I was telling you earlier, a motherfucker rob your house, and you pull up and catch him robbing your house and see him run out the house with your TV and say, yo, what are you doing? And they'll yell, I'm trying to live my best life and run off with your TV. Like, the shit is okay. No, for real,
no,
it's justification.
You're right.
For
not necessarily
it's
catching them at that point, but later on when a nigga say, "Yo, where'd you get the TV?"
It's a metaphor.
Yes, it's a metaphor.
Yes. It's like there's just like a green light for anybody trying to do selfish deeds at this point. There's a meme or a saying that can justify that shit.
Oh,
it grew from the hater. That's why I brought back the old era because it started with the hater, right? Like this is a super extreme, right?
Yeah.
But somebody could do something to a snitch, right?
Right.
Somebody could hurt somebody.
Okay.
And which is just a bad situation all across the board.
Okay.
But it was understood in our era. It was understood. No one would talk about it. They'd just be like, okay, that's what happened to him, right? Uh-huh. Or her. I don't know.
Okay.
But nowadays, that person has a platform to say they're hating on me for trying to live my best life.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to rat to stay out of prison because I want to live my best life. And it's backed up by thousands of hashtags. So they feel validated in their snake ways.
I'm gonna go for that.
Ain't no police, bro. Ain't no Instagram police. Ain't no moral police. There's no value police. It's the fucking Wild West on Instagram. Any flaw you have in your life, you don't have to face it because you can find the same loser motherfucker on Instagram with the post that justifies your flaw.
No fact. No, that's
right.
That's
so if you snake somebody that's been your friend your whole life, you could find a post that says, like, when you coming up, your circle gets smaller. And then you post the shit.
Right.
No, you're a fucking loser. There's never been a meme that says, I fucked up, I'm sorry. Right? Sure. Or, I need to grow, I did some foul shit.
Yeah.
I robbed somebody because I was broke.
Yeah.
And I knew the motherfucker, that's why I wore a mask. Yeah. Hashtag, that's why I wore a mask. Because I'm a crooked robber. You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
You can't.
I even like, this is kind of off the subject, but it's still relating to Instagram. Somebody was saying something to me about whoever on Instagram, like, you know, they lit, right?
Right.
You've never seen anybody on Instagram doing bad.
That's
everybody's
the point.
Getting money.
But that's the
so,
point.
So it's. You got to see through the smoke and mirrors. You know what I'm saying?
Damn,
like nobody's on Instagram like, yo, I got $2 in my pocket. and I couldn't get in the VIP at the club last night. Like, nobody's gonna say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody is lit. Everybody is living their best life. You know what I'm saying? That's why I try to stay away from it. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta stay sane. You know what I'm saying?
You know what a perfectionist is? You know people that tell you, oh, I ain't do this because I'm a perfectionist. Or they'll say, oh, you like me. They'll pick some stupid ass shit like, you'll be parallel parking.
Yeah.
And they'll be in the passenger seat. It might take you 2 tries to get it right. You know what I'm saying? They'll be like, oh, you like me, you're a perfectionist. No, I'm not like you. I'm not a perfectionist. You a can't get shit rightist.
Yeah.
You've never got shit right.
Yeah.
That's why you don't move.
Nah, that's real shit.
And that's the same with Instagram, man.
You got
man.
Some L timestamps this episode.
Nah, that's the same with that's the same with Instagram, bro. It's like, I hate that shit. Yo, when we got a post, that shit really stresses me out. It gives me anxiety, man. I hate looking at that shit. Yeah. I'll scroll through, I'll see some beautiful women who don't know their worth, who look like shit.
Okay.
Who have never listened to Lauryn Hill in their life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Never even heard Lil' Kim. Even if a bitch heard Lil' Kim, she'll at least know the ups and downs of the game. You know? Well, who these bitches got? If you're 25, I feel sorry for you. If you're a 25 attractive woman, who you got? You got Nicki Minaj? Mm. Fuck you got? You ain't
slut
got nobody.
Walk. Amber Rose.
Yeah, you got the slut walk. I'm a hoe too.
Yeah. Fuck out of here. Yeah, man.
As much as I came hard on the ladies, pause.
Why you pausing?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
That's
it
what
just
you're supposed to do.
Up. Yeah, it just sounded fucked up. I don't know why. But it just sounded fucked up.
Pause on your pause.
Yeah, pause. It's a double pause. Nah, as much as that happened, I don't even know what to say. Yo, I feel for you, though. Because if I was a 25-year-old bad chick, I'd be with the shits.
Yeah.
I hustled.
Pause. You a fake pause.
Listen, son, I'm not a pauser. I'm sorry. Yeah, my pauses are. Listen, when we was young, we did dumb ass shit. So if you're an attractive young woman, like, know your worth, man. You gotta relax. Like, exclusivity is worth something. Don't be like these hoes, man. Stay relevant without being a follower. That's the point. Don't do that shit. Yeah. Somebody'll actually wife you. You know what I'm saying? You keep your shit right.
Facts.
Don't let a motherfucker meet you and then y'all exchange Instagrams, then they look at you with the face like they heard a hot beat, like, oh, this shit is horrible. You know what I'm saying? Like, you looking through mad shit that you're not willing to deal with.
Yeah.
And then you start making social media makes people justify bullshit.
Nah, and to all the dudes, man, man, listen. After 18, but after 21, you grown, right?
Okay.
You can't spend your life running behind no other dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're around somebody who's hot, there's nothing wrong with that, but you got
to
figure something out.
You
can't live your life just because you such and such as homeboy. You don't want to be such and such as homeboy. You got to be you. You know what I'm saying? And don't let no one man control your destiny. You know what I'm saying? So right. I say that all the time. Like, I don't want to be in a position where I have to depend on him or her or whoever. You have to create your own lane and do some shit for yourself.
Or else you're going to be a customer.
Then if you got kids, like your kids see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they might see that you around somebody lit or you run around with such and such, but your kids see that you're not doing nothing for yourself. You know what I'm saying? So even if you're not having that talk with them, good or bad, they see it. You know what I'm saying? So you have to, as a man of a certain age, especially if you got kids or a girl, because your girl see you running behind these niggas too. You know what I'm saying?
Then you're really
like you looking like a sucker. You know what I'm saying? She just with you because she with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
until the next best thing.
Yeah, come on, man. You gotta jump out the window, man.
Yeah, if your girl see you reaching, if your reach is the aspirations of another man,
yeah.
What you think your girl gonna do? She's gonna aspire for another man.
Facts. Facts.
That's just base. That's just the basics. That's the basics, man.
So, man, I think we could close out.
Let's wrap it up the right way, right?
Let's go. Hey, before we wrap up,
let's go.
Make sure y'all subscribe to the
Definitely.
YouTube.
You,
please subscribe.
Hit that notification bell. Leave comments, like, share. Yeah. Go to drugdealersdreams.com.
Yo.
Get that apparel. G gonna send you a whole bunch of shit. If you buy a t-shirt, you buy a t-shirt, you gonna get a fucking Maserati or something.
You might get
Asian t-shirt.
Color. Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
You gonna
just
get a lot of
something.
Shit, nigga.
Right.
It's like Sam's Club on the apparel.
Yeah. Y'all playing. We have a good day.
Right.
We might say, yo.
Yeah, we might send you a whole outfit.
We might send you a lot of shit.
Yeah.
If y'all on iTunes,
Listen, man. We not doing this for the money right now. Yeah. This brings us no money.
Right.
Order a fucking shirt. We might send you three.
Yeah.
We want to see people in our shit.
Yeah.
But then buy something like one time. Stop hitting us like, oh, I want a free something. Yeah. I'll rock your shit in my video. No.
Yeah.
You trash. You got 300 followers. Your shit is whack. You can't hit us like that, right?
Right.
You got to have like a comma behind
your
shit,
right,
like a dot. You have like a dot behind your shit. We might like consider 10-point, 20-point, something like that, you might get some free shit. But we say that to say, all the comments y'all send us, them shits is dope. Like we read all of them. And sometimes I be about to respond too quick, but I wait. Because if it say 8 minutes ago, nah. We'll wait.
What is the science behind that?
You know, I don't want to look thirsty, you know what I'm saying? It's like a chick calling you off top, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you was young, I don't want to call it back right now. You got the number, I'm going to wait 2 days to hit up. You know
Is that still a thing?
No. Now, you wait 2 days, you probably, she forgot about you. What club? Right. I've been at 5 clubs since then. You was a fucking bum. I don't even fucking know you. No, you can't wait. You know what I'm saying? You know, I would advise the next thing. You know, I don't got nothing to do with that.
Right,
what I'm saying.
Right.
What I'm saying
it's advice.
Nah. In this microwave era, this Instagram era, you better fucking call her. You know what I'm saying? You
that
better
night,
call her
that night.
That hour. What the fuck are you talking about? Yes.
This is where we going next.
Yes, I met you 30 minutes ago. This is Blanc. Okay. That's the way you gotta hit her. Like, remember me. Please lock me in. Like, I love
that
you.
That shit.
That's what you gotta hit her
with.
Nah, I don't know about that.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I know.
You better not wait. You know what I'm saying? They do not know who the fuck you are. You hear me?
Yo, relevancy without being a follower is all about being yourself, man. Find your value, find what you do good, find what don't feel like work to you, and bang that shit out. And that's what we did, and hopefully y'all motherfuckers follow suit.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Real shit, because I would love to watch y'all content. I would love to watch y'all being you. I get tired, like I told you, give me something good on my timeline. Shout out to Wallow.
Wallow 267.
I love his timeline. His timeline's dope. It resonates with me, right?
He hit us in the DM.
Yes, in the DM. Hopefully we get him on the show soon. It resonates with me. I like shit like that. It's just the whack shit I'm tired of, man. I'm tired of. If you did the Kiki dance, I probably will never hang with you in my life. Like,
the Kiki dance was cool, bro.
But we don't know anyone that
I mean,
that.
I didn't do the Kiki, but it was fun. It was fun to watch. It makes me want to throw up now, but when it first happened, I was like, oh, this shit is dope. And I was happy for Shiggy. You know what I'm saying?
I was happy for
Shiggy, man. I don't know Shiggy, but I was happy for Shiggy. Like, he was trying to make his way. You know what I'm saying?
Chop, would you do the dance?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Chop is done the dance.
He's...
He had, like, a whole family video. You didn't see that shit? It's like, nah. But we closing out, man. Drug Dealer's Dreams, episode 5.
Yo, don't be a follower, man. Be relevant by yourself.
Fuck with us because you stuck with us. Real shit.
One. Peace.